It's Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Peter Biello. Next, Outdoor Radio, a monthly feature on VPR where we take you outside to learn about the natural world with biologists Kent McFarland and Sarah Zahendra from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. Today, we find out how crickets make their distinct sound and the surprising way that they hear.
Man, it is beautiful out here.
It's my favorite time of day.
Is it?
Everything is calmed down. And look over there, the sun has already gone down over the edge, and the sky has got that purple hue across it.
You can hear crickets and katydids? Yeah.
This just brings back my childhood.
It does.
Just listen for a second, Sarah. There's a lot going on around us.
It evokes such strong memories of happiness and carefree childhood and running around through the grass in the summertime. I know it does for me.
It's emotional entomology.
It is sentimental science.
That's right.
I'm Sarah Zahendra.
And I'm Kent McFarland. We're biologists with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. And welcome to Outdoor Radio.
We are here in Pomfret listening to the sounds of late summer. It's a lot of whirring and chirping. A lot of people don't know very much about the insects making these sounds, right?
Well, sometimes we even forget to listen to them.
And we almost never see them. They're hiding, jumping around in the tall grass, and there are a lot of katydids who spend their entire lives in the tops of trees, so we never see them. And then, like you said, we hear them, but we don't really hear them because we tune them out.
So this whole group are grasshoppers, crickets, and katydids. They're all in the same order.
Called Orthoptera.
The crickets and katydids, they are the species of sort of late summer evenings that we're thinking of. And grasshoppers are more daytime open land species. The way to tell them apart, besides their sound, is grasshoppers, most of them actually don't make that much sound. It's crickets and katydids that are singing.
Yeah.
But the grasshoppers have really short antenna, and crickets and katydids look
really
like grasshoppers.
Really long, beautiful.
Super long,
antenna.
Slender antenna, yeah. But it's really the sound that we key in on mostly. And there's two different kinds of sounds with these guys. Crickets.
It's a much more melodic sound. It's much more pleasant.
They're pleasing.
For me to listen
they're pleasing to the ear.
Yeah.
Their singing is right in the range of our hearing. It sounds really nice, melodic notes.
Now,
versus the
katydids.
And we can hear some of them.
They're rasping.
They need a cough drop.
A rasping, buzzing, need a cough drop
exactly.
kind of sound.
They're not as pleasing to the ear. They're more rough. They're kind of the rough and tumble.
But if I had to choose, I must admit, I think I like the katydids a little bit better.
Because it's harking back to your childhood, right?
Well, it's not just that, but they are beautiful insects.
There's a katydid going right there.
They tend to be really, really big and green. A lot of them are a very deep green color because they camouflage with their surroundings.
So here we are. We're chilling out in this beautiful field. Kind of relaxed.
Listening
but they're
to crickets
not relaxed.
And katydids. No, they are not
How are they
relaxed.
Making that noise? They're not really using their mouths, are they?
No, it isn't singing like we would think of singing. It's called stridulation.
Stridulation.
It is stridulation. So both crickets and katydids have these fantastic music-making contraptions on their front wings. And it's called a file and a scraper.
On their wings, yeah.
This is on their forewings, on the front part of their forewings. And the file basically just looks like the teeth of a comb. And the scraper is just a sharp edge.
So I'm listening to that katydid right over there. Kind of raspy.
Yeah, that's the file and the scraper moving against each other. So when that sound is produced, they lift their wings up a little bit, and they'll rub the scraper on one wing against the file on the other wing, and voila, you have the sound that the crickets and the katydids make.
So it's sort of, it's like I would run my finger on a comb.
Exactly.
Like a hair comb.
Yep, it's a lot like that.
So each one of those bursts or pulses of sound we're hearing is one rasping of their wing.
Exactly.
How many times a second is that thing beating its wings to make that sound?
Well, right now it's beating them really quickly because it's nice and warm outside. So that's another great thing.
Oh, really, that's right.
Yeah.
They're not like us.
They're not like us. They are ectotherms, or you might think of it as cold-blooded. So their body sort of falls to the temperature surrounding them, which means that when it gets cold, they can't move their muscles as quickly.
So this evening is pretty pleasant. It's not cold.
Yeah.
And they're pretty fast.
They're stridulating pretty
fast. As the season rolls on, or if a cold front comes and there's a cool evening, they'll still sing, but they might be a lot slower. Instead of that ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch they're doing tonight, that might be ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
It's kind of like you feel when you get up on a really cold morning in February and you can't move very quickly.
That's how you feel.
It's kind of like how I feel.
I actually like that feeling.
All right, but here's the real question. Why are they out here making all that sound?
Well, it's easy.
Yeah?
It's for the ladies, right?
Of course, yeah. Right?
So each one of these they're all males singing or calling, or whatever you want to call
but
it.
But the females can make sound, too.
A little bit of sound.
They don't usually.
The males are all on territory, and they're all singing like mad, and they're trying to show off for the females that are lurking about.
Right, because
they're trying to sing basically out loud, saying, I am the best.
I am the loudest guy in town.
I can
come mate with
strum my wings better than anybody.
Exactly.
And when the female keys in on it, on some species, she can call back to let them know where they are and they can meet up.
And they approach each other.
But it's all about these few short weeks of mating and producing the next generation.
But sometimes they make sound in order to defend their territory.
Against another male, yeah, exactly. They can say back off to another male.
Exactly.
But sometimes they make sounds, or they actually shut up because they hear other sounds coming at them. So it might be our footsteps.
Right.
Right.
Right. So oftentimes if you're looking for the source of a cricket or a katydid in the grass,
you'll
be walking toward it, and then boom, the sound will disappear.
That's why we're standing still right now in this middle of this field, because as soon as we start walking over, they'll start quieting down for just a split second.
Right. Well, they do that because all of this ruckus, this din that we're hearing out here, this calls attention to each individual cricket or katydid, and they could be a pretty tasty morsel for somebody looking for dinner, right?
And who is the other organism out here that sings at night that has ultrasound, high-pitched sound?
Bats.
Bats, yeah.
Bats love crickets and katydids for dinner.
It turns out that some of these katydids, I don't know if the crickets can do this, but definitely some of the katydids can actually hear bat sounds, and they'll quiet down right before the bat gets to them.
Well, and some katydids have actually evolved the ability to make their song so high that it's out of the range of hearing
bats. Out of the range of hearing bats. The thing about crickets is that when the crickets are singing, they're down in our zone of hearing. They're very nice sounding to us.
Well, most of them are.
Most of them are. Katydids are way up there, and some of them are so high that they're above even teenagers can't hear them.
Well, yeah, and for people like you and me.
As we age, it gets more
difficult. We're starting
more
to miss some of the sounds out here for sure.
But look, they're getting louder and louder as the sun goes down further and further behind the hill over there. I tell you what, let's head up the hill. The moon's about to come up, and watching the moon come up with these singing around us is going to be amazing.
I'm Sarah Zahendra.
And I'm Ken McFarland.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
You can learn more about crickets and katydids and find links to hear their songs at vpr.net. Outdoor Radio is produced in partnership with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies in Norwich, Vermont, with support from the Vermont Community Foundation and the VPR Journalism Fund.